Welcome to Make Your Impact, the podcast for successful women who want liberation from their self-doubt so they can take up space without censoring who they are. I'm Emma Elder, your confidence coach, who's going to help you understand exactly what you bring to the table and help you perform better as I support you to break free from imposter syndrome, fear of failure, judgment and rejection. Get ready to say goodbye to the daily doubt, overthinking, overanalyzing, and worrying what everyone thinks, and say hello to more fun, fulfillment, and acceptance of exactly who you are while stepping into the leader you are becoming. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Make Your Impact, the podcast. So, last podcast episode, I hinted that there are going to be some changes coming here for my podcast and my business, and as I know, many of you are very loyal listeners. I just can't wait to tell you all about it. And you might have already heard a slight change in the jingle, which has might have kind of like spiked up your ears and made you think, oh, something's different here. So here is kind of like the full inside scoop. Which if you are also an email subscriber, if you're not, then you can subscribe in the show notes. You will have already heard a little bit about this already. But I'm going to share with you kind of a story, I suppose, of what's happened over the last couple of weeks and what's led me here. So 2 weeks ago, I was getting my hair cut for my birthday, and I've like completely transformed my hair. I feel like a brand new woman with much shorter hair than I've pretty much ever had before. But it's super healthy and amazing. However, that's definitely not the point. The point is, while I was there, I was kind of just like reflecting on my experience being there, because I pay an absolute premium whenever I get my hair done. Like, it's astronomical, through the roof, shouldn't really be allowed, but I do it because I absolutely love my hairdresser. Like, we just get on really well. We always have great conversation. She's just such a vibe. She knows exactly what I like and what I don't like. Like, I'm very fussy. I've tried to go to different hairdressers since I've moved further away from her, and then just kept going back to her because she's the only person who knows exactly what I like. And because of that, I fully trust her. I always know she's going to do an exceptional job. And because of all of these, and like all of these things tied with the fact that I really highly value having good hair, like it's something that makes me feel good, this means that I'm really happy to pay a premium. And while I was sitting in the chair reflecting on this, it kind of like was making me, I guess, connect some dots with some things in my business as well about where it's at versus what I want with the vision for my business in the future. Because I think there are some parallels, because working with me as a coach, I would say, is a premium product. It's premium service. In regards to everything in terms of an investment with money, your time, your energy, like my signature offer is a 3-month program. It isn't something that's quick fixed. It has been priced at £2,000 up until literally a couple of days ago, where I've now raised my prices. It is now £2,225 to work with me for the 3 months. And the investment and the pricing plans that I offer mean that it isn't accessible to everyone. And I'm really boundaried on this, and I feel no guilt about it if somebody can't afford it, because I've healed lots and lots of blocks that I have around needing to be liked and needing to be acceptable and available for everybody, which is kind of the point of this episode, which I promise we are going to be circling back to here. So what I know already about me and the work that I do is that I offer really incredible value. I know that I'm good at what I do. And like, I know this because A, I believe it of myself. But also I've seen the unbelievable types of transformations that happen when I'm working with really aligned dream clients. However, for a long, long time, when I first started my business and began marketing as a complete novice, I was completely attracting the wrong types of clients. They were the kind of people who like just wanted me to fix their problems. Like, they needed rescuing. They had lots and lots of fears that were blocking them from actually committing. Like, they could see that they had a problem and they knew they wanted help, but for what, there were many fears that they were coming up against that were giving them reasons to not commit to working with me. Or I was getting people who just wanted the free support but didn't really see the value in the work that I was doing. And at this point, I was feeling really stuck in my business. And naturally, I was questioning, you know, like, what's wrong? Like, do people not want to work with me? Like, am I not good enough? I didn't really think I was not good enough, but I just had this question about, like, what's wrong here? Like, why is this not working? And so I invested in a business coach last year who supported me in kind of every possible way. And so now the kind of clients who say yes to me are totally different. They are people who really understand and value investing in themselves, like no questions asked. They are people who have a real awareness of their problems and they're actively seeking out that support, like they're going out their way to find the right person to find the solution to their problem. They are clients who can pay in full without hesitations. It's just like that's fine. I'll do that. That's exactly what I need. This looks exactly like what I need. And they are clients who take full responsibility for their growth. Like they recognize it's a partnership working together, but actually the outcome they understand is on them in terms of what they're putting into the work, both in and outside of sessions. And anyway, over the last year, as everyone is, my business, my ideal client and myself have all evolved, like we're all constantly evolving. And so because of this change, I am making a really subtle, but I believe to be a hugely powerful change in my marketing to claim my next level of success with my business. So what I am doing is I am no longer going to be using the word ambitious. I'm no longer looking for ambitious women. Instead, I am going to be working with successful women, because successful women in professional careers or businesses are exactly the kinds of women I love to work with, because these are the women who fit the exact type of person who creates incredible results working with me. And these are the women that I have already been working with, but I don't necessarily think I have been speaking directly to them. So this is the changes that I am making in my business. And then with these changes, I wrote an incredibly sassy email to my email subscribers about a week ago now, where I invited them to unsubscribe, which kind of sounds a little bit crazy. And I even acknowledged it in the email, like I just sort of said, you know, this probably isn't in the business rule book. However, like I'm not here to follow the rules. I'm here to run this business my way. And that's kind of the joy of having a business. Like you do get to do things your way. And so I wanted to do this because I wanted to ensure that the people that are in my email subscriber list are the kind of women that I'm wanting to speak to, like the right kinds of women, the kind of people who really match my energy of where I'm at now and where I'm wanting to go. And so I pretty much said, you know, like I'm evolving. And so if the evolution of who I'm becoming or what I'm offering no longer feels good to you or aligned with where you're at in life right now, then I invite you to unsubscribe. That's what I wrote. And then I followed up by saying, you know, like we are all worthy and deserving of good energy from the people, places and things we surround ourselves with. And so if you're choosing to unsubscribe, it isn't personal and it isn't selfish. You are simply making a choice to meet your own needs. And so by you choosing to listen to this episode today, I believe this is probably the exact message you needed to hear to give yourself that big green light to clean up your environment about who you're spending your time with too. And this isn't just necessarily though about inviting others to exit your life though. It can be that, but also it's really about you being and becoming a leader and taking control and creating an environment around you that allows you and makes you feel as successful and as happy as people probably already think you are, because on the outside you have the success. Yeah, you have that professional career that you've climbed the ladder in. You have the business that's creating success and money and impact. And so, like I said, it's not necessarily about just inviting people to remove themselves from your life. It can also be about how you change your environment yourself. So if you're wanting to try and up level the kind of energy that is around you, like what does this really look like for you? So Maybe you are in a position where you also have a successful business and you're ready to up level. And so for you, this means perhaps leaving some loyal clients behind who aren't ready yet to come with you. Or it means changing up your team to have new eyes on your business and the vision that you have for your business. Or it might mean significantly raising your prices, and all of this can feel quite anxiety provoking. Or maybe you are in a career and you love the work that you get to do in your career. However, you're surrounded by people with really different views on the world to you, or they are what I used to call mood hoovers, you know, the kind of people that the second you step inside your work environment, they literally suck the life out of you. Or you just have people around you that kind of irritate you with the way that they approach their work every day. And you have these like feelings of obligation. You have to still socialize with these people, even outside of work. Or it could be, you know, like going to lunch and going to events. And so this can bring up some discomfort in you. So here are exactly the kinds of mindsets and behaviors that you need to adopt to start taking up space and for you to be able to take back that control. First of all, you want to learn to say no and get comfortable being assertive. And this might sound kind of simple and obvious, but in practice, actually, it can feel really hard for you because often there are unspoken expectations. So, for example, there can be like this unspoken expectation when you're in a career that to be a good employee, you must socialize and go to company events, or else if you're not doing that, it reflects badly on like the company culture. Or it could be actually if you're a business owner, like the expectation that if you're a loyal person, you should never leave anyone behind, like clients, for example. And so all of these things, because you have these like unspoken expectations, it makes a block for you actually being able to say no or getting comfortable, feeling confident enough to actually assert yourself. Now, if you're wanting to hear more about how to be assertive, I would recommend going back to a different episode that I released back in September 23, which is called How to Claim Your Power and Authority. I speak in a lot more detail there about like kind of more of the nitty-gritty practical, like how to be more assertive skills. However, for the purpose of this episode, what I think is going to be more valuable for you here is exploring what it is that's really blocking you from being assertive. So when you think about saying no, in these kind of occasions, in terms of, you know, like going to the company events or like, you know, saying no, I guess, to certain people coming with you as you are upscaling your business, what uncomfortable feelings does that bring up for you? Is it guilt? Is it shame? Is it a feeling like you won't fit in or belong? Or is it feeling like you're going to be rejected in some way? So for you to get clarity on this, ask yourself this question. I like to do what's expected of me because. And then really just like lean into that answer. Perhaps you might want to journal it out if you want to kind of like really get into the root of it. Because under the answer here to that question is probably what's holding you back. Like there is something there that is causing you a block, that is keeping you stuck from being comfortable and confident to say no and to assert yourself. And the thing is, when you understand that block, and you are going to be able to then find the courage to move past it. But until you understand it, you're probably going to keep yourself stuck. And it might be some of those things that I've already just said in terms of this fear about feeling like you're not going to belong or feeling like you're not going to fit in. And that could be feeling like you're not going to fit in the evolved version, in the next level of success. Maybe you feel like you don't deserve that level of wealth and success. Maybe it's a feeling like you're going to be rejected. You know, if you're no longer going to be socializing as often in certain situations with the people that you work with, maybe you're feeling like they're going to reject you, and then that's going to put you at risk of being fired or something like this. Like this is the kind of things that your mind does. And it all comes back to this feeling of like wanting to belong, wanting to fit in. So that can be really interesting to get to the answer of, so that you can allow yourself to start taking up space with saying no and asserting yourself. Number two, you want to get crystal clear on your boundaries. Excuse me, sorry. So when it comes to boundaries, you want to think about, like, who and what are you available for spending your time and energy around versus what and who you're not available for. So whether that be like the kinds of clients that you're working with or co-workers, you want to ask yourself questions like, what are your boundaries with your time? What are your boundaries with explaining yourself? Like, you don't need to be over-explaining and justifying a choice you're making, for example, which is something I see people doing so often. You know, when they're making a change, they like feel like they have to really explain it. Or when they're asserting themselves and saying no, they feel like they really have to explain it. You don't. You can just say no and that'd be enough. What are your boundaries with apologizing? Again, a massive one. Like, I think some of us fall into this trap of like pretty much apologizing for existing. You know, we're not even doing anything, but it's just so woven into our language that we like say sorry about everything before we've even started doing anything. But actually, you don't need to apologize. You don't need to apologize for having boundaries, for asserting yourself, or for asking for what you want, or saying no. Like, these things are a human right to a degree. And so you absolutely do not need to apologize for taking up space. What other things you might want to explore in terms of your boundaries is your boundaries with how someone makes you feel. Now, with this one, you also need to acknowledge that you have responsibility over this too, because nobody makes you feel anything. It's just that their behaviours or the things that they say trigger you because of the meaning that you apply to what has been said and done. So actually, like, that's a two-way street. But that said, I think it is really important to get clear about what your boundaries are with how somebody makes you feel, because regardless of your responsibility to play in that, actually, if somebody is triggering you all the time, like, you don't have to feel like that. You can remove yourself from that person, from that environment, if that is possible. Sometimes, you know, that is literally just like unfollowing somebody on social media, but I understand when you're working with people that can be slightly different. But, you know, I think when there is a will, there is a way with these things. And so I think that one's a really interesting one. And then another boundary you might want to explore is what are your boundaries for what you earn and what you spend your cash on. So for when I say what you earn, what is kind of like the minimum you would accept to be paid? What is like, and you will not go lower than that. And when I say the minimum, I mean like literally my price is my price. I don't have a minimum. That is it, basically. That's my boundary. But I also have boundaries around what payment plans I'll accept, and when people ask for extra than what I offer, like, that is something that I don't have negotiation on, because it's a boundary that I've set for myself in my business. Yours may look different. Perhaps in your career, that might be in terms of like when you are negotiating your salary because you've been working for a full other year, or you've got some extra experience or extra training to add, and you're like negotiating your salary. Like, what is your boundary of like really where your bottom line is, and stick to that. Like, stick to that and honor yourself, because when you are clear on this, when you are clear on your boundaries, then you can clearly and confidently communicate what it is or what you want, what you need to other people. If you don't have clarity on this, it's going to be really hard for you to be assertive and to say no, etc. And so if you don't explore this and if you don't have clarity on it, you're going to stay stuck and you're going to be keeping yourself feeling small. Number three point of ways that you can help to kind of unsubscribe from people that don't match your energy is to let go of everyone needing to like you or accept you. This is a huge one. A huge, huge, huge one. I have so much to say on this, but I'll try not to go off on a tangent. What I will say, though, is that so many women, I think, have people-pleasing tendencies. And I think this has been rooted from billions and billions of years of conditioning that women are inferior and we're here to meet and serve the needs of men. And while society has hewed on massively, thank goodness, this message, I believe, is still very much alive. And it might be a lot more subtle and less overt now, but it is definitely still there. However, we are a generation of cycle breakers, I believe. And I see us constantly always looking to do things differently. You know, we're not here to be the good girls anymore and do what we're told and be likeable and respectable. Actually, what we are here to do is be rebels and raise our voices and have opinions and take up space. And that means that some people aren't going to like it. But actually, they might not like you because, you know, like, I don't even think you have to be hugely opinionated or like polarizing to be somebody that's unlikable. Like, some people just don't like you. Some people won't like you. They'll think you're annoying or too loud or too quiet even. Like, that can be just as irritating as somebody that's too loud. And you have no control over whether somebody chooses to like you or not. And so the sooner that you can get comfortable with not being liked and with disappointing people and with also choosing to actively reject some people and the things that don't match your energy, like, the better you are going to feel in terms of your fulfillment in life and your happiness and your belief that you are a success too. And to arrive here in this point in terms of when you can let go of what people think and whether they like you or not, you need to be doing more of the next point, which is improving the relationship that you have with yourself, choosing to like yourself. Like, if you really want to start feeling like a happy and successful absolute queen, because you are one, regardless though of the money and the success in your business and your career, or regardless of what everybody else thinks about you and how good you are at what you do, then you need to be improving how you're speaking to yourself, and you need to be cutting yourself some slack and occasionally removing the expectations that you put on yourself to always be on your A game all the time. And so you want to get really, really clear on exactly what it is that you bring to the table, and like, why do you believe in your heart of hearts you are deserving and worthy of all of this happiness, fulfillment, success and money and this good energy that is going to come from the environment around you, the people around you, the things around you? Because once you create that environment in your own mind and you start to view yourself in this way, you know, as somebody who is deserving and worthy, etc., you start to kind of like wholeheartedly accept who you are right now. And this allows you to embrace both what you do like and love about yourself, but also the areas of yourself that you know you have room for improvement, where you want to grow still. And so, because if you're doing all of this work, you will eventually arrive in a place of no longer needing all of that outside validation from everybody else telling you that you're good enough and telling you that they like you for you to actually feel good enough about yourself. Because actually, when you start to like yourself first and you start to give yourself that inner validation, it completely flips the switch. And by doing all of these things, you'll start to find that you become and behave like that woman who gets the people to unsubscribe from her life that don't match her energy. And this is exactly the kind of mindset and behaviours that support you to really start taking up space and feeling as successful as your business and career looks. Because I know you already, I know on the outside that is how it looks, but it doesn't necessarily feel like that for you. So asking my entire list of email subscribers to unsubscribe was only possible for me because I feel really confident on exactly what I bring to the table in this business. I feel really clear on what I want. I know what I deserve. And I already believe that I am a success. And this means that I can detach myself from the outcome of my actions. So even if everyone were to, you know, unsubscribe after I'd sent that email, like, I would have been fine with that because I'm not looking for that outward validation of how many people are wanting to be on my email subscriber list. That isn't something that makes me believe that I'm good enough at what I do. Instead, I'm because I believe I am a success, and, you know, because I view myself in this positive frame of mind, I am, it's causing me to have behaviors that are going to create an environment around me which matches my energy about how I feel about myself and what I believe I'm worthy and deserving of. Which means, you know, like, if it went back down to zero, I would be like, cool, that means I've now got space for every single person that is going to be matched and aligned to, you know, my energy and what I'm wanting for my business in the future. P.S. that is not what happened, in fact. yeah, it's interesting. I don't really know what I was expecting as a result of that, but interestingly, nobody unsubscribed from the email, so that's something that's curious. Yeah, I'm curious to like lean into. But you best believe I'm going to be going through and looking at that email list of anyone who hasn't opened my emails for months and archiving them, because, you know, I think if they've not been looking at it for months, they're not going to be looking at it in the future, that's for sure. So yeah, you get to take control. That's what it's all about. So thank you so much for being here. Whether you are somebody right now who is here in my space and listening to my podcast because you want to take, you just want to see me win, or you are really curious about working together in the future, either way, I'm really, really grateful that you are here, and I'm really excited to journey with you through the next levels of whatever happens in my business. So for now, I'm going to say ta-ra. So I never say ta-ra. I'm going to say take care. That's what I always say. And I will definitely be catching you on the next episode. Take care.